We're in the presence of greatness. One more time, we find ourselves. Joe Jenkins here, Director of Media Relations, Central Hudson, stopping in to say hi. Sir, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bob. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And we made it through the storm okay, right?
We did, yeah. Our system specifically held up really well. We were expecting some potentially hazardous conditions. It was very windy yesterday. And even before the snow hit, the grounds were saturated because of all the snow melt that we had had before it.
Yes.
And so we were ready for a little bit more damage than we actually received. So our system held up really well. And that speaks to a lot of the investments we've been making in the system to make it more robust. And a lot of the tree trimming we do to keep those trees and tree limbs away from the power lines when it gets windy. So, at any one time yesterday, I think we only had a couple hundred customers out. We were able to respond to each outage as it happened to get customers back on.
Yeah, that's good. It was, that was a pretty brutal storm. I figured there would be more than that, so that's good.
I agree.
By the way, the bills, people's bills are, I'm not telling tales out of school, are higher this year.
They are, yes.
And part of the reason is it's been a horrible winter, right?
Yeah, that's right. There's a number of reasons that go into it, but the first one is really that, like you said, this is one of the coldest winters we've seen in a while, where, we had a stretch that ran from end of January into the beginning of February where I believe in our service area we had 18 consecutive days where the temperature never got above freezing.
Yeah,
which that's the longest stretch we've gone since 1961. Yeah. And so when that happens, customers use more to keep their homes warm. And when that happens, when we're using more, that makes the supply side of your bill, the energy that we purchase for you that you use, it makes those prices go up because that part of your bill we don't control. It's market driven. So when we're using more and there's more demand, it pushes those costs up. So we're seeing supply prices, especially on the natural gas side, that we haven't seen in a long, long time. And it's causing higher bills for our customers.
And as soon as the weather gets warmer, you'll see a decrease in the bills, I would think.
Yeah, we'll be using less. And there should be, we would expect that there's going to be a decrease in those supply prices as we move forward. So, we're almost in March. We're hoping that this is kind of the home stretch and things should the burden should ease a little bit.
Well, Joe Jenkins is here, Central Hudson. My wife picked up one of those, I don't know, you'll tell me what it is, one of those gizmos at the library.
Yeah, the Home Boost.
Home Boost. Yes. She picked up one of those things.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Very cool.
It really is, yeah. Elaborate. Tell us some more. I don't know. See, she did it. I didn't really chat to her too much about it. I said I was talking to you about it, and then she got one from the library. She works at the library.
Yeah.
But, she did bring one home. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's a program we partnered with this company, Home Boost, Central Hudson did. And we also partnered with our library systems because we wanted to get it to as many people as possible. We didn't want to have them have to pay for it. And what better place than the library? It's in every single community that we have. So we've expanded the program recently. It's a thermal camera that that attaches to your smartphone, either your Android device or your Apple device. And you download an app and it will walk you through a step-by-step process to do an energy assessment of your home. So it'll show you where all the different sort of temperature gradients and show you like at this time of year where the heat is escaping from your home. And then after a couple of days, you'll get a report that Central Hudson pays for. It's valued at $100. And that report will give you a sort of a step-by-step analysis and tips on how you can help seal up your home and make it more energy efficient. Really neat product.
It is kind of a cool little thing indeed, Joe. One more thing, the Enhanced Energy Affordability Program. Tell me about that, please.
Yeah, very important right now, especially with those high bills. There's a lot of assistance programs available for our customers. We cover them pretty broadly, but the Enhanced Energy Affordability Program is a new one that just launched in January. And this is a program that's targeted at not just the low-income portion, which most of our programs are, but this also has the potential to help out folks who are in that more moderate income level who don't qualify for HEAP or other forms of assistance that can help them save some money on their bills. So there's a website, or there's a link on our website to apply. The application process exists outside of Central Hudson's website. It's a state-run website, so you won't be able to call us and apply, but we can point you in the right direction. But what we've seen is for, the several hundred people that have been approved for it, it can help. We've seen stories of some customers saving between, $65, $75, $80 a month on their bill.
That's a big deal.
And that discount stays on your bill for 18 months.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
That is very helpful. Anything else you had in your mind you want to get out?
Yeah. Yeah, once again, one thing that's really important this time of year with the snow is to keep your meters cleared out so our meter readers can get and read your meter. So it helps keep them safe so we're not experiencing trips and falls with our meter readers. So if you can, shovel out a path to your meter and make sure it's cleared out so we can read your meters.
Good job. That's what I was trying to get at. Thank you very much. And it slipped my mind. Good job, Joe. Joe Jenkins, Central Hudson. We'll chat soon, okay?
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
You got it.